Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweis. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Feller reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis is 0-1 in the game. Sternweis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0-for-1 in the game. LaPon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ginsburg for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 0 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan scores. Sternweiss moves to second. Two outs. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller strikes out. 1 out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sternweiss moves to second. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Aaron Robinson now catching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Chapman scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to third for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Hegan scores. Feller moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller scores. Sternweiss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boone moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.